بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue with what the author has mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى, with regards to المرتبة الثانية, المرتبة الثانية, the second stage and the second level and the second مرتبة of the deen, الإيمان, وهو بدع وسبعون شعبة, and it is 70 some odd branches. أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله, and its highest level is the statement, or its highest branch is the statement لا إله إلا الله. وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق, and the lowest branch is to remove some harm from the path. والحياء شعبة من الإيمان, and chastity, shyness, bashfulness, it is a branch from al-Iman. The author, he then says, rahimahullah, wa arkanuhu sittah, and its pillars are six, and tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa al-yawm al-akhir wa al-qadri khayrihi wa sharri, that you believe in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers and the last day and the decree, the good of it and the bad of it. And then he mentioned the evidences for this from the Quran and for these pillars, and likewise for the decree. And we have read this previously, and we continue from where we have left off in our previous class with regards to Masalat al-Iman, the issue of al-Iman. And that which has preceded, we have seen that with regards to the creed and the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is that al-Iman qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad, that al-Iman consists of a statement and actions, and likewise a creed. We have seen that beneficial statement of Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. And to summarize what he had mentioned, which has preceded, is that Iman, it is the creeds and the belief, the beliefs that are in the heart, and likewise the actions of the heart as well, on top of that. So the heart, it has a creed and belief, and likewise the heart, it has actions, as well as the body part. There's actions that are performed on the body part, and this is also considered Iman. And likewise, the statement on the tongue. The statement on the tongue is also considered Iman. And we have seen likewise that the statement on the tongue, whenever we're commanded to state something in the deen, for example, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, or when we're commanded to say الشهادة, نعم, this means to say that with the tongue, by pronouncing it, and also to say it with the heart as well, meaning to believe it. So likewise, the heart has a statement, and meaning the creed and the belief. So again, I need to summarize in this manner, the al-Iman, it consists of the affairs of the heart, from the fundamental foundations and the usul of faith and belief, and the creed of a believer. And as well, Iman includes the actions of the heart, likewise, meaning the actions of the heart from love and fear and hope, and also remorse and repentance, and trust and reliance. And these affairs of the heart, they're the actions of the heart that stem and come from the creed that's in the heart. All of this is considered al-Iman. Likewise, the actions on the body parts as well, they stem from that creed that's in the heart, and they are also considered al-Iman. And also the statements on the tongue, this is considered the righteous and pious statements, but beloved to Allah, of the tongue, this is considered al-Iman. This is all considered al-Iman. So Iman is not something that's simply in the heart only. And we have seen that the foundation of Iman, naam, it is in the heart. The fundamentals of Iman, naam, it is in the heart. But along with those fundamentals, there are other actions as well that are also from Iman. and that is the actions of the heart and the actions of the body parts, and likewise the actions of the tongue. These are all considered from Al-Iman. And that which has preceded likewise, as we review and go over the knowledge so that it is firm, especially with this important issue of Al-Iman that we were created for. We were created for this reason, to believe in Allah and to comply to His commandments and to submit to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by following His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it has preceded that with regards to the creed and the foundation of Iman, i'tiqadat al-qulub, usul al-deen, the creeds and the beliefs that are in the heart. This is the fundamentals of Al-Iman, and this is found in the Hadith of Jibreel. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with his companions, and Jibreel, he said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhbirni an al-Iman. And then he mentioned the six pillars of faith that the author, he has mentioned here in this portion of the text. Jibreel alayhi salam, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform him about Al-Iman. And whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified that, he mentioned these six pillars. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Imanu an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa yawmil akhiri wa an tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. At this time, Jibreel, he said alayhi salam, sadaqta, you have told the truth. You have spoken that which is correct. You have said the truth, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the ulama have clarified that this is the foundation of Al-Iman, and that where it stems from, the base of faith and the base of Iman and the foundation of Al-Iman, it is in the heart. And it is in the belief in these affairs, in the belief in Allah and in His angels and in His books and in His messengers and in the last day. And in the decree, the good of that and bad, and the bad of that. This is the foundation of Al-Iman, and it has a base and foundation, and this is the affair. And this foundation, it has these six pillars. And it has these six pillars. There's no Iman for anyone without these pillars. And then likewise, we have seen on top of that as well, that also the actions are from Al-Iman. And we remember the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu and Huma, and the hadith known as with regards to Wafd Abdul Qais, the delegation of Abdul Qais, whenever they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they asked him to teach them something that would be a means for them to enter paradise, and that they can go back and teach their tribesmen and the likes. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Amurukum bil iman." I command you with al iman. Atadruna mal iman? Do you know what is al iman? They said, "Allahu wa rasuluhu alam." Allah and His Messenger know best. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after telling them that I command you with al iman, with faith. And do you know what is Al-Iman? Do you know what is faith, true faith? They said, Allah and His Messenger know best. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he clarified to them, and he said, shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Al-Iman, it is to testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Wa iqamu salati, and to establish the salat. Wa ita'u zakati, and to perform the zakat. Wa sawmu Ramadan, and to fast the month of Ramadan. Wa an tu'atu al-khumus min al-maghnam, and that you give a fifth of the war booty, and that you give a fifth in charity from the war booty. So the point here is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he clarified what is Iman. And in this clarification, he mentioned the actions of Al-Islam, the testification of faith, which is an action of the tongue as well as a statement of the tongue, as well as a statement of the heart, and that has preceded. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in this verse, he has called this action Al-Iman. Atadruna mal iman? Al-Iman, shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, hadith. So this is the point here, that is clear and has been clarified in the Quran and in the Sunnah, that Al-Iman is more than just creed in the heart, but rather there are actions that are coupled with that creed, and there are actions that proceed from that creed. And the person will not truly be a believer until his belief is firm enough to cause him to perform the minimum actions required for the correctness of a person's faith and the correctness of the person's deen. Because leaving off some of the actions of certain actions of Al-Iman could be a means to leave a person or excuse me, could be a means for a person to leave the deen. And we have seen that with regards to a salat, for example, that the one who leaves the salat, he's a disbeliever, iyadhan billah. So there are some actions a person could leave them, and by way of that, he would leave out of the fold of faith, and his iman would go away entirely, iyadhan billah. So likewise, the one who performs those affairs, and he's establishing these affairs, this salat, then likewise, this is from faith, and this is from iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described it clearly as iman. Iman is this, to testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and to establish the salat. This is a very great benefit from this narration. And it's muttafaqun alayhi fi Bukhari wal Muslim. And it's clear that salat is iman. And then likewise, ita'u zakat, performing the zakat is iman. This is iman. This is from al-Islam, but this is also from iman. And also fasting the month of Ramadan and giving the charity and the likes, all of this is from, this is all from iman. This is all from iman. This is the portion that has preceded and has been clarified in this issue. And these two narrations, first the narration, we should pay attention to these narrations. There are five narrations that we will study with regards to this portion of the text to clarify the reality of al-iman. There are points that we must learn and know and apply them in our lives in order for the iman to be good and to be strong, and to know the reality of al-iman first. And we will understand these points, inshallah, from this hadith. Before that, we have seen in the introduction to this affair that al-iman is only known and can only be understood by way of the revelation and not by any other manner. Only by way of the revelation and not by any other manner. This has preceded. So likewise, there are five hadith that we will study. And in these narrations, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will see the usul of the creed of Ahlul Sunnah from understanding what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clarified with regards to the issue of al-iman. So the first hadith, it clarifies that al-iman, it has fundamentals and foundation. There's a foundation, and that place for those foundations is in the heart. And they are the six pillars of faith. And there's no iman for anyone who does not have these pillars, or does not have the minimum requirement with regards to these pillars. And this is the minimum requirement to be considered from the people of iman, to have the pillars of faith in the heart of a believer. This is where it begins. But also after that as well, that was in the hadith of Jibreel, that is well known. Also after that as well, in the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah, that we just has preceded, the hadith Wafd Abdul Qais, it's clear as well that also actions are from al-Iman. Actions are from al-Iman. The shahada and testification, that statement on the tongue is from iman. And likewise, the belief in the heart of that shahada is from iman, clearly. And also the salat and establishing the zakat and fasting Ramadan, these are actions, giving the charity from the warbudi, all of this is from al-iman. Now, likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has mentioned this same issue in His book, subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, He says in His noble book, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, referring to the righteous believers and to those true Muslims who are true to their faith, and to the strong believers who have strong faith, and Allah considered them the true believers. He says about them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that those, whenever Allah is mentioned, their hearts are trembled from fear. This is from the traits of those righteous and upright true believers, the believers who have complete faith, that whenever Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble from fear. نعم الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم والصابرين على ما أصابهم, and those who are patient in the time of calamity, and ومقيم الصلاة, and those who establish the prayer, ومما رزقناهم ينفقون, and those who spend from that which we have provided for them. And here comes the shahid from this verse, أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا, these they are the ones who are true believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning these traits, that their hearts, they tremble from fear. This is from the action, this is from the actions of the heart. From the actions of the heart is the fear of Allah azza wa jal. This is stemming from that foundation of iman in their hearts. So the iman is strong in their hearts to the extent that their heart moves based upon that iman. And whenever Allah's name is mentioned, they fear Him. They fear Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, They have belief and their iman is strong and firm with regards to the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. So what did Allah describe them with next? وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ, and they're patient upon that which has inflicted them, any from calamities or hardships or difficulties in this life. And also Allah mentioned about them, their traits, وَمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ, and those who establish properly the prayer. This is a great action. An action of establishing the prayer. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْوَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend out of what we have provided for them, and giving the charity, the obligatory and the non-obligatory charity, all of this. What did Allah say about the people who have these traits? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا, these are the true believers. These, they are the true believers. And they have the true iman and the true faith, and their Islam is correct and upright because of these actions, and because of that iman that is in their heart. That foundation of iman is in their heart that produces these beautiful actions of the heart and actions of the body parts and actions of the tongue as well, and statements of the tongue. All of them, Allah considered them to be the true believers. So again, to clarify, without a doubt, in a believer's mind, they should know that a salat is from iman, and that performing the zakat is from iman. Spending the charity, obligatory and non-obligatory, this is from iman. Praying the obligatory prayer and the non-obligatory prayer as well, all of this is from iman. And likewise, being righteous and kind and obedient to the parents, this is from iman. This is all stemming from iman. Being trustworthy and reliable and truthful in speech and in deed, and being honest in conduct and as well in dealings with the people, this is from iman. This is all from iman. Rather, all of the actions of obedience, they're from iman. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا, these people, they are the true believers. These people, they are the true believers. So far we have discussed the issue with regards to اعتقادات القلوب. اعتقادات القلوب, the creeds and beliefs that are in the heart, and this is the foundation of iman, and this is what the author has referred to here, وَأَرْكَانُهُ سِتَّةً, and he mentioned that. And the hadith of Jibreel is the evidence for this. Is the evidence for this. But iman is not simply اعتقادات القلوب, but also they are as well أعمال القلوب. And also the iman is also, excuse me, is أعمال القلوب, the actions of the hearts. Like as mentioned in this verse, and الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that those whenever Allah has mentioned, their hearts are trembled out of fear. And likewise that which has come in the hadith of Wahd, the delegation of Abdul Qais, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to them that iman is to testify and to believe in the heart as well, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And to the end, we have seen that those are from, this is also from iman, and the salat is from iman, and the zakat and giving charity, all of this is from iman. Now, the third narration is the narration of Abi Hurayrata radiallahu anhu. And this narration likewise is mutafiqun alayhi. And whenever we mention this, that the narration is mutafiqun alayhi, there's a great fa'id and benefit in that, and this is to clarify that the evidence that is mentioned is from the highest grade of authority, from the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And inshallah, we will study this particular topic in a bit of detail with regards to the fact that al-iman yazidu wa yanqus, that iman, it increases and decreases. And from the means of the increase of iman and from the firmness of iman in the heart is to have the strong evidence, and for the evidence to be from the most reliable and authentic. The most reliable and authentic. From that, whenever we mention here that this narration is mutafiqun alayhi, that this narration is mutafiqun alayhi. Naam, that is agreed upon by al-Bukhari and Muslim. So for all of the narrations, they are mutafiqun alayhi. So these are of the most authentic narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن ولا يشرب الخمر حين يشرب وهو مؤمن, الحديث, until the end of the hadith. So the point here is, and I mentioned briefly, that whenever we study these narrations, we see that one narration or one text, one ayat, for example, or one hadith, the ulama could derive from these texts many different rulings. So we have to focus on the issue at hand, because somebody may hear the text and then his mind will go to a specific issue that he is familiar with this text. But so one text could be an evidence for more than one particular issue in creed and also in fiqh, in actions and ibadat. So we pay attention to the point, to the evidence. We have to pay attention to the evidence and also the point of evidence, the shahid, and the way that it's being used as an evidence. Naam wa wajhu al-istidlal. Naam wajhu al-istidlal. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that whenever a person he commits zina, the fornicator, whenever he fornicates, he's not a believer. And the one who steals, the thief, whenever he steals, he's not a believer. And the one who drinks alcohol, while he's drinking alcohol, he is not a believer until the end of the hadith. So the point that we need here, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned about the safir, that the one who commits fornication, while he is fornicating, he's not a believer. Naam, and we also know that what is being referred to here, meaning he's not a believer, meaning not a believer with complete faith. Not a complete believer, but rather because of a deficiency in his iman, he has fallen into this action of zina, iyadhim billah. Or because of a deficiency in his faith, he has fallen into this action of stealing and the likes. Or because of a deficiency in his faith, he has fallen into the action of drinking alcohol. So these are examples that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned. لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن ولا يشرب الخمر حين يشرب وهو مؤمن. الحديث. So there's a tremendous benefit in this narration with regards to the clarification of al-iman, and we must pay attention, and that is that just similar, or just like the fact that al-iman, it is the creed that is in the heart, the foundations of faith that are in the heart, and likewise it is the actions on the body parts. And al-iman likewise is the statement on the tongue, which has proceeded also from the understanding of this narration, leaving off sins and avoiding the impermissible matters and affairs. This is also from iman. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the one who commits fornication, he's not a believer, he's not from the people of iman, yani the strong, he's a complete iman. Naam, while he's committing fornication. So this means that the one who leaves off fornication, and the opposite is true, that the one who leaves off fornication out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla and belief in him, then his faith is complete. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, yani along with performing the rest of the obligations, yani not just this affair alone. And the one who the thief, whenever he's stealing, he's not a believer. So this is an indication that this is a means for the faith to become deficient, and for the iman to become weak, to be weakened, and for deficiency to enter into the faith of an individual, into the iman of an individual, is that he would commit fornication, or that he would steal, or that he would drink alcohol, and these are examples, or any other actions of disobedience, So therefore, to avoid these things is a means to keep the iman strong, and to keep the iman firm, and to keep the iman sound and complete. So therefore, the benefit from this narration, barakallahu fikum, is that also along with performing the actions, being from iman, also avoiding the prohibitions is also from iman. Leaving off zina and fornication, and leaving off stealing and the likes, and avoiding alcohol and all other drugs and the likes, and also avoiding every other type of sin, lying and the likes, all of this is considered from al-iman. This is all considered from al-iman. So to avoid the prohibitions and to stay away from the haram and the likes, this is all from al-iman. This is all from al-iman. So this narration, it should be understood like this, and we benefit from that. And this is a narration that many of the deviant sects have deviated with regards to the understanding, that the one who commits fornication, while he's committing that, he's not a believer. So they have mentioned that this person who has committed that action, he is not a believer, meaning he does not have faith in his heart whatsoever. But this is a misunderstanding, and this is incorrect. And what is known is that the iman, it increases and decreases, and there are actions that will take away the iman from entirely, that will wipe out the iman entirely if one performs it, or statements likewise, if one were to say them, that it will take the iman entirely away. I mean, take the person out of Islam. Ya'adhan billah. But then likewise after that, there are other statements or actions that are lesser than that. That it does not take the foundation of iman from the person's heart, but rather it would bring deficiency to the iman of that person. From that is zina, and also from that is sariqa, stealing, and also from that is drinking alcohol and the likes. Drinking alcohol and the likes. So with regards to this narration, it's an important point to make note of, that also with regards to the people of the Sunnah, Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, is that al-Iman yazidu wa yanqusu. And this particular issue here, we don't want to discuss it in detail now. We will save this portion any for a specific class, any after we discuss these affairs, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Now, because the ulama, they say in this order, al-imanu qawlun wa amalun yazidu wa yanqusu. And this has preceded, yani what the al-raziyan had mentioned, rahimahumallah. Al-imanu qawlun wa amalun yazidu wa yanqusu. Yani this is the fundamental creed and belief. Qawlun wa amalun yazidu wa yanqusu. Yazidu wa yanqusu. So now we discuss the issue, qawlun wa amal. Qawlun wa amalun. We have seen the details with regards to that, and we're continuing upon that way. And after we finish this particular topic, we discuss the issue of yazidu wa yanqus bi idnillahi ta'ala. But at this point, it's important to take note and to notice that we have what is considered from al-iman, which is considered al-iman al-wajib. Al-iman al-wajib. And then after that, we have al-iman al-mustahab. We have the obligatory iman, and then we have the recommended iman. So we have, if we look at the issue, there is a minimum requirement for a person to enter into the fold of al-iman and to be a Muslim. Now, underneath that requirement, there is nothing but disbelief. There's nothing but disbelief. So a person, by believing in the fundamentals of faith, and then fulfilling the actions that are required for the person's deen to be considered correct, any of the minimum actions that are required for a person's deen to be correct, he will enter into the fold of Islam. He will leave disbelief and enter into the fold of Islam. And this is at the very base. And then this iman here that he has entered into the fold of this iman, he's entered into the fold of Islam, or the infold of iman, there's an obligatory amount of faith that one has to complete. If he does not complete that obligatory amount, then his faith is deficient. He has faith. After entering into the fold of faith and iman, he's a Muslim, then there is an obligatory amount for him to complete, for his iman to be correct. For his iman to be complete, excuse me. He will have correct iman, but it's not complete. His iman can be correct, meaning he's a Muslim, but he has deficiency therein until he completes his faith by performing the rest of the obligations of al-iman. If a person strives to fulfill the obligations of iman, then after that he can continue striving in the stages and levels of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and perform the actions of iman that are not obligatory, but rather they are mustahabba, or they are recommended and encouraged. So at this time, a person's iman will increase and increase and increase. But the point to be made is that inside the fold of iman, there is a level that's obligatory to complete. There's a level that is obligatory to complete. So a person just doesn't enter into iman, enter into the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then he stays there and doesn't have to perform any actions, or doesn't. No, there are obligations upon him. By performing those obligations, whether they're obligations with regards to the heart and the creed, or obligations with regards to the actions and the likes like this, or the statements, then by fulfilling these obligations, now his iman became complete. Also, for the iman to be complete, one has to leave off and avoid the prohibitions, and this has preceded, and we have seen this. So if a person were to do that, then his iman will be complete, and he will be from al-mu'minuna haqqa. Al-mu'minuna haqqa, the true believers. The true believers, the people who have complete faith. But if he were to fall short in performing some of those obligations, then his faith will decrease accordingly. Or if he were to perpetrate and commit some of those prohibitions, then his iman will decrease accordingly. If it was a great action of transgression, it would decrease greatly. And if it was lesser than that, then it would be lesser according to the crime. Or if the obligation that he left off was a great obligation, then likewise by leaving that off, then a great amount of his iman could be become deficient. And even there are some actions that if one were to leave them off from the obligatory actions, like salat, that iman could go all the way away. The iman could go all the way away. Likewise, there are statements that a person could make that cause his iman to be deficient. He could lie. A person, he could, because of a statement, he has complete faith and then he starts lying. He tells a lie. This brings a deficiency to his faith. This brings a deficiency to his faith. Or, for example, he could, some of the people, عياذ بالله, when they're trying with this, they will curse the deen. They'll curse the deen, sabbud deen. Or they will curse Allah, عياذ بالله, عياذ بالله. But this is something that will take their iman away entirely. So this is the reality of iman. So this is what is being referred to here, that we benefit from this narration. يَزْنِي الزَّانِي حِينَ يَزْنِي وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. That the person who fornicates, he's not a believer while fornicating. Meaning at that moment, his iman is, his obligatory iman is deficient. He's not fulfilled. His obligatory amount of faith is deficient. This is what has caused him to fall into zina, عياذ بالله. وَلَا يَسْرِقُ السَّارِقُ حِينَ يَسْرِقُ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And that thief, whatever he steals, he's not a believer while he's stealing. And because it's an obligation from the obligations of iman to not steal, to avoid and to leave off this prohibition. So the one who falls into that, then this is a means for his iman to become deficient. For his iman to become deficient. And as I mentioned before, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this narration, he mentioned these examples, but this is the affair with all of the actions of disobedience. And this is the affair with all of the actions that are impermissible. Whenever a person delves into that which is impermissible, or commits a sin, or he perpetrates the haram, then this is what happens to his iman. He's not a believer at that time, meaning not a complete faith. Meaning the obligatory faith that's an obligation for him to complete has diminished, and it has decreased, and it has become deficient. It has become deficient. So his iman is deficient. And also, it's very beneficial for a believer to know that at this time, yani we can refer to it in many different terms or synonyms. He say his tawheed is deficient. His shahada is deficient. Naam, his iman is deficient. His Islam is deficient. All of this, his piety, his taqwa is deficient. Yani the one who fell into these prohibitions, or the one who fell short and left off performing some of the obligations. Naam, that this is because of his weakness in his tawheed, or a weakness in his iman, or a weakness in his Islam, or a weakness in his taqwa, and his piety, and right, because of a deficiency. Had these affairs been strong in his heart, then they would prohibit him from that. And this is the issue and the reality of al-iman al-wajib. Al-iman al-wajib. So the one who has faith, or enters into the fold of faith, there's an obligatory amount of iman that he must fulfill. And this will be by any after entering into the fold and fulfilling those arkan sitta, and the six pillars of iman. After that, there are obligations of iman that one must fulfill from performing the actions of iman. Naam, and then if he were to perform these actions, then his iman will be complete. So long as likewise he avoids those other affairs that could that could cause his iman to be deficient. So therefore we see that iman, based upon these three narrations and this understanding, we can see that iman is this creed that are in the heart, these six pillars, that its foundation is in the heart, and it proceeds from here, based upon the six pillars of faith. But likewise, performing the actions of Islam and the deeds that are an obligation to perform, this is also from iman. And also that it's not obligatory as well. But this is from the minimum requirement. And also leaving off the prohibitions and staying away from that which is haram and avoiding that which is impermissible. All of this likewise is from al-iman. So iman is a creed and belief that's in the heart, and also it is performing the actions of piety and obedience, and also avoiding the actions of sin and transgression and disobedience. All of this is from al-iman. All of this is from al-iman. Another point that was mentioned, that iman, it has what we say, al-iman al-wajib, the obligatory amount of iman. If this obligatory amount of iman is negligent, if one is negligent with regards to this, his faith will be deficient. His faith will be deficient, and it can fall accordingly and accordingly and accordingly until it can go away entirely, iyadhan billah. But also, after fulfilling that obligatory amount of iman, al-iman al-wajib, then after that, a person can continue to strive in the ranks and the levels of the righteous and the pious, and perform the actions of al-iman that are non-obligatory. The actions of al-iman that are non-obligatory, by performing the actions of obedience that are non-obligatory, or by leaving off the actions that are not haram but they're disliked. They're disliked, to leave them off for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of this is from al-iman. All of this is from al-iman. So the issue of the increase of iman and the decrease of iman, as I mentioned before, this is related to this issue here. But we will delay the details of this affair, inshallah, until the next class, to study this particular issue in a bit of detail, and along with the evidences that will come therein. So this is the third hadith. So far we had the hadith Jibreel, and it's the hadith Umar, and the hadith Jibreel. And then after that we had the hadith Wafd Abd al-Qais. Wafd Abd al-Qais, from the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. Now we have read the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, and all of them are muttafaqun alayhi. Now we continue to the fourth hadith, clarifying the issue and the reality of al-iman. And this is the hadith, it's known to the ulama as hadith al-Shu'ab. Hadith al-Shu'ab, the hadith of the branches, meaning the branches of faith. And this is what the author, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, is referring to in his definition of al-iman. And the text here of thalathat usul, al-martabatu thaniya al-iman wa huwa bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba, a'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah wa adnaha imatatul adha 'anil tariq wal haya' wa shu'batun min al-iman. Now that this fourth narration is what the author is referring to here. And this is actually a hadith from also the narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-iman bid'un wa sab'una shu'bah, that al-iman is 70 some odd branches. فَأَفْضَلُهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and the most virtuous of those branches is the statement لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. وَدَنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ, and the lowest of those branches is to remove some harm from the path. والحياء وشعبتون من الإيمان, and الحياء is a branch of faith, is a branch of faith. So there's not much time left before the adhan, but I mentioned here by this narration here, and this is a very beneficial narration from the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Highly encouraged for a believer to memorize this narration and to know this narration and to understand this narration and to apply this narration in one's life. Naam, that the iman is 70 some odd branches, and the highest and the most virtuous of that is the statement La ilaha illallah, the statement with the tongue and the statement with the heart. And the lowest of that is to remove some harm from the path. So we see, for example, the issue of the obligatory faith and the non-obligatory faith. Yani the obligatory iman and then the non-obligatory iman. Yani al-iman al-wajib, what iman al-mustahab, the recommended faith. The faith that is recommended to have. So there's a portion of faith that's obligatory to have, and then after that there's ranks and ranks and ranks of faith and iman that's recommended and encouraged for one to traverse upon and to try and strive to obtain any of the ranks in this life and the hereafter, the ranks of the righteous and the pious and the obedient. So we see, for example, the statement La ilaha illallah, this is the highest level. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, so what would happen if somebody refused to say La ilaha illallah? He refused to say that, or he said it but he did not believe it in his heart, iyadhan billah. What would happen? He would not enter into the fold of faith. He would not enter into the fold of faith. Taib, what if somebody, he made that statement and believed in it, but he refused to remove the harm from the path? He was driving down the road. He seen a tree in the road. He seen it, you know, and he left it there. He left it there. He didn't move it out of the way. Or there's a garbage can in the middle of the road, and he seen it there, and he drove around it, and he kept going. He did not move it out of the way. What would happen to his faith? His al-iman al-wajib? Nothing. Nothing. Because removing the heart from the path is not an obligation of iman. So nothing would happen to his faith. If he did that, his iman would increase. And his aspect of iman, that's not an al-iman al-mustahab. But as for al-iman al-wajib, this is not from the wajibat of iman, from the obligations of iman to remove every harm that one sees in the path. So this is something that clarifies the issue that has preceded. As for the statement la ilaha illallah, then the one who says that, then this is the obligation for the interest into faith. For the interest into faith. And likewise, al-haya'u shu'batu min al-iman. For example, the person, if he has haya from Allah Azza wa Jalla and from the people, then this is a sign of the strength of his faith. But as for the one who is not shy, he's not shy to disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's not shy from Allah Azza wa Jalla with his tongue or with his eyes or with his hands, and he blatantly disobeys Allah Subhanahu wa Taala like this. Then also, this is a sign from a deficiency in his faith. So there's a portion of haya that's an obligation of iman, an obligation to fear Allah Azza wa Jalla to the extent that one will be shy to disobey Him with the blessings that one has received from Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is an obligation of iman. But then there are actions of shyness likewise that could be considered from not obligatory from the sifir. So then we benefit from that in that iman, there's a portion that is wajib. By fulfilling it, then a person has fulfilled the rights of faith and his iman is complete. And the one who has not fulfilled that, then his iman is deficient. And we will see about the different stages of the people with regards to this, and those believers who are Muslims, but they're threatened with the punishment of the fire and the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam. And also, there are those believers that are promised the paradise and promised the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And each one has its status, and each one has its rank. In each one of these individuals, likewise, they have their characteristics according to the iman that is based in their heart. Naam. Wa likullin darajatin mimma amilu. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.